Now, listen up carefully to this next interview. If you have breast cancer, or maybe you know somebody who has or had breast cancer, a very unique event is happening in Kerry tomorrow. It's the annual Wool Day Conference, and it's happening in Ireland for the first time in the Meadowlands Hotel here in Tralee. Now, I didn't know this, I'm sure many of you did, but the wool industry has been in decline for quite a few years due to textile manufacturers using cheaper synthetic products when they're making clothes. Now, of course, we all know that sheep still need to be sheared. So what do you do with all that leftover wool? Well, that is one of the big questions that will be addressed at tomorrow's conference. But something else that's on the agenda for discussion, and I thought you might find this interesting, is how knitting has become so popular among women and men in the last couple of years. Retired breast cancer surgeon Alberto Costa will be outlining research that he has carried out into how knitting, of all things, has proven to be incredibly beneficial to women recovering from breast cancer. I spoke to Alberto earlier, as well as Dora from Hungary, who is coordinator for the European Wool Foundation. And I also spoke to Catherine Phibbs from the Irish Grown Wool Council. Now, the first person you'll hear on this report is Dora, who explained to me briefly what the European Wool Foundation does.
The foundation is hosting this European Wool Day every year, and we also do therapeutic knitting and different activities in the health and social sector with wool, with European wool.
And therapeutic knitting, tell me a bit more about that.
Therapeutic knitting is basically offering knitting to ease patients in a when they are experiencing their cancer journey in a hospital setting usually, but we are also in elderly centers as well. So it's good for the patients to release their anxiety and just to create a family atmosphere in a hospital setting.
And I might ask Alberto about that, because you're a breast cancer surgeon, or used to be?
I was.
You were.
I'm retired now, but this story, this idea of the wool saved my retirement, because otherwise I didn't know what to do anymore. And I always noticed when I was in my practice that women knitters, knitting, they were different.
Women knitters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, for example, the day after the surgery, they were absolutely more calm, more lucid, and more capable to take decisions. And I explained, I discovered that this is due to the fact that if you knit, you have to be multitasking, you concentrate your brain, you have to count. So you have this plus. And I was so intrigued by that I asked a family or friend, they gave me a donation, and I made a study in Milan I'm from Milan, and I made a study at the Institute of Neurology, and we did an EEG, electroencephalogram, which is the machine measuring the activity,
brain
the
activity.
Waves
yeah.
of your brain. And it was it's been published scientifically after competition, and we analyzed 40 subjects and 25 controls. And the outcome of the EEG is very clear, that knitting gives you more calm and more capability of good decision. And the image that comes out of the machine after knitting is absolutely superimposable, or similarly, nearly equal to yoga and meditation. So it shows that the knitting or crocheting activities give to the brain the same state of peace on mind, with the advantage that you have a scarf, or you have something at the end. If you do yoga, you have nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why we propose. And then I discovered that this tragedy of wool is used less and less, because the textile industry is using synthetic fibers because they are cheaper. And if, of course, if you can buy a jumper for 15 euro, you don't buy the jumper in real sheep wool, which would cost 60. And this is at the end, the last statistic says that wool is only 2% of the clothing industry. 28 is cotton and 70% is synthetic fibers, which is plastic, which is something that goes in the sea and blah, blah, blah. So we were hoping, together with Dora, Medora was very sensitive to these issues, and we established the foundation, the EU Foundation, which is based in Cyprus. And again, it's an interesting story because Cyprus is famous for the cheese alumi. And alumi has to be, by law, made with milk from sheep of Cyprus. So the Cypriots keep buying sheep to have the milk and to do alumi and to sell alumi to London restaurants, but they don't know what to do with the wool.
Okay. So you said the EU Foundation, that's E-W-E, yeah. As in a...
I discovered
male sheep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I discovered the mother of the lamb.
The mother of the lamb. Okay.
Or the wife of the ram, whatever you like.
The wife of the ram. I love it.
The wife of the ram, and I discovered it was such a fantastic acronym because EWE was perfect for European wool exchange.
Exchange. Excellent.
And because this story of the waste of wool treated as a waste, it's common to all the EU. We have a law, very tough. The breeders, poor guys, nobody buys the wool anymore, and they have to spend money to shear the sheep. So shearing a sheep may cost up to 2 euro, and you get nothing. And every sheep makes 1.5 kilo wool every year, and you must shear because otherwise they don't live well.
Yeah.
So it's a big economic problem, and we wanted to offer the health sector as a possible way of starting again to use wool.
So getting more women...
Knitting or crafting or using wool for the peace of mind and for not creating more waste.
Yeah, because when you're concentrating on knitting, I guess you're not thinking about the fact that you have cancer or worrying or whatever, because you're focusing on...
Yeah, it helps. It's like meditation. It's like mindfulness. It's a kind of very productive mindfulness.
I feel like starting knitting myself again.
Absolutely, you should.
Catherine, to come back to you, some of the issues Alberto brought up there to do with wool and how we consume clothing and the plastic that's in synthetics and that. Are those some of the issues that will be spoken about tomorrow at the...
Yeah, absolutely. And I think European Wool Exchange Foundation, I think exchange is a really interesting part of that acronym, part of that title as well, because tomorrow is all about exchanging ideas, solutions. We have very similar challenges across Europe. We all have strong wool. So Irish wool and a lot of European wool is strong wool. So it's that kind of coarser wool. So it's less suitable for textiles, but it's really suitable for other applications like carpets. Or there's two key research projects happening in Ireland, the Revere Wool Project and the Spring Wool Project. And I think what's really interesting, what they're looking at as well, is other applications for wool that have been untapped. So looking at extracting the keratin from wool and using that, it's keratin and ceramides, and using that potentially in medical devices or cosmetics. So you still have your wool, but you have kind of another area that you can tap into. So I think there's, if you look at the whole wool value map that we'll have available for people tomorrow who'd like to visit the European Wool Experience, you can see, we'll have them at the Irish Grown Wool Council stand. You'll see at the back page is a wool value map, and there's massive opportunity there. So obviously we all know about textiles, but there's insulation and housing. There is maybe use in the marine industry. Our lanyards tomorrow will be around people's necks with Irish grown wool rope. So like that rope can be used across marine, fishing, sports, horticulture. There's massive applications as well. So from everything from cosmetics to medical devices to filtration systems to housing, retrofit, all that It's huge untapped potential for wool. So I think that's what we're looking at tomorrow with the conference, is those exchange of ideas across Europe, how we can support each other to see what's happening well, what's working well in other countries, how we can apply them here and across Europe. And then also, you know, from the general public side, for the European Wool Experience, people can come in and meet all the exhibitors. There's lots of lovely interactive demonstrations. So you can bring your family, come in by yourself, pop in for an hour. It's 10 till 5 tomorrow. Drop in throughout the day and just meet a whole range of people working with wool across Ireland and Europe.
There you go. And that was Catherine Phibbs there from the Irish Grown Wool Council talking to me about that event, the European Wool Conference, which is happening tomorrow at the Meadowlands Hotel in Tralee. First time it was ever in Ireland and it comes to Tralee. So that's quite a coup for Tralee. There's over 130 delegates here to discuss the wool industry and discuss some of the topics that our guests touched on there. What I didn't know, apparently, and I'm sure some of you out there did know this, is that knitting, I knew it was getting popular again among women, but apparently men are taking up knitting as well. And the Olympic swimmer Tom Brady, apparently, it turns out that he used to knit, or he revealed that he used to knit quite a lot before he went into the pool for a competitive race because he found it calmed him down. And apparently he's now involved in some TV show called Game of Wool, which I haven't seen, but I believe it's very good. So knitting, all kinds of benefits there to knitting, not just if you have breast cancer, but for people who maybe need to keep their minds active, maybe stop their minds from overthinking things. And also you're helping out, of course, the wool, the Irish wool industry, by using up the wool and putting it to good use. So what's not to love, as they say. So do pop along to the Meadowlands tomorrow if you get a chance, because between 10 and 5 there's plenty of opportunities to find out more about the Wool Foundation, about knitting, about lots of other interesting things if you fancy it.